And there was some in the family that liked them, and she did too.
Yeah, yeah.
But I didn't. But now I've seen them cut up the liver in small pieces and cook them, and maybe put some onion in there and kind of cook them down, and that gives them a good flavor, and it's good.
What about the blood from the hog? Is that used for anything? Well, have you ever seen anybody use it for anything?
No.
Not making some kind of maybe sausage or something?
No.
Your blood is just no good.
No.
I wouldn't think so either.
The head of the
See, they make them bleed all that out before they ever come up.
Did you ever take some of the the juice from the head of the hog? And or you maybe even the liver sausage that you were talking about, and stir it up with cornmeal and make something, and maybe some with the cornmeal and maybe some hog meat, for some type of a dish.
What
is the thick sour milk that you keep on hand is called what? Clabber?
Clabber.
Is that the same thing like buttermilk?
No, your buttermilk is churned.
Oh.
You know, and you get your butter out and leave it.
Well, you drink clabber milk just like you would buttermilk?
Yeah.
Same thing?
It's good. You take that and just take a spoon and, it's firm.
The clabber milk?
Yeah. You just, you get your cream off of it to make your butter and then you leave that. And you can just take a spoon and eat like you would ice cream.
And
what do you think?
What does it taste like? Sort of sour?
A little bit.
Mm-hmm. Do you use it cooking like you do with
the butter? Yeah, you make biscuits with it or what have you.
Mm.
Yeah, we used to always use it for my.
All right,
a lot of people use sweet milk for biscuits, but I can't make a sweet milk.
What do you make from the clabber besides biscuits? Did you make anything else?
Yeah, you can make cheese from it. Some sort of cheese, but I never did make any.
Did your mama?
No.
No? Mm-hmm. How'd you make your cheese? You have to churn that or something?
No, you have to, you have to tie this up, in a white, clean bag and let it drip. All this water, it'll drip out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got it just almost dry.
First thing
I don't know what to add to it.
You know, maybe like, just call it like clabber cheese or something?
Yeah, I guess you would. Because I never did cheese. I know it's been done.
What do you do with the milk the first thing after, like you milk the cow? So I guess you can drink it. What do you do with it first?
Well, I always come in and strain it through a white cloth.
You have to strain it first?
Oh, yeah. You strain it into your bowl, wherever you're going to put it, And,
You know, something like a fruit pie, except it has several layers of fruit and pastry. And you bake it, yourself. What do you call that? It's like just a fruit pie, like maybe an apple pie, but it's not a pie. It's called something else. It has like strips of crust in it, and rather than a pie crust on top.
Is there a different preparation to make the pie, or about the same?
And it's baked in a deep dish.
A cobbler?
Yeah. How do you make that? Is there a different preparation to making just a regular pie, or is it about the same?
Well, I think with your cobbler, you put if you make an apple, few apples and a few dumplings, and then your apples, and of course you got your spices and all that you put in there. Then you put these strips up.
You make it with anything else, that type of cobbler, like any other type of fruit? Can you have oak? What kinds can you have besides apple? What types are you?
Peach is a good cobbler.